What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the
No Cap Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram so you can keep up with our guest stars, stories, and vlogs.
Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Peace.
Woo!
Woo!
That's on you, Alex.
Why?
I think it's recording.
It is.
Cool. It's red.
Hi, guys.
He's a
beautiful
culture.
Hi.
A man
Gabby.
Of culture.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Gabby. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Gabby is cool.
Everybody
Yay!
Say hi, Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Wee weak.
Why don't you share what you're eating with the listeners?
A croissant.
But that's not how you say it, though.
Say it properly.
Croissant?
No. Properly.
Say it right, Gabby.
Croissant?
Oh, my God.
Croissant?
Croissant!
Croissant!
Okay.
So say it right.
Eat your croissant.
Croissant?
No, croissant.
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 Oh, just so you guys know, we also have Alex here.
Hello.
Alex.
Hello. Hello.
But
Alex
he's
here.
Quiet.
But he's here
also,
for support.
He's
yes.
Yeah.
Featuring his lobster hoodie, which no one understands the point of.
Did you guys do anything like really stupid when you were a kid?
Yes.
What did you do that was really dumb?
One time I was on the monkey bars and I got stuck.
The cause of death.
Sorry.
I got stuck on the monkey bars one time, like hanging there.
Stuck?
And I don't know how you get stuck just hanging. You're not stuck if you're hanging.
You can just let you drop.
Let go, exactly. But I was like stuck and everyone in the class like came over and they were like putting all their jackets underneath so if I fell I wouldn't get hurt. Like that was gonna do anything at all. And someone pulled me down. And yeah, that was it. I thought I was stuck.
I wanna talk about playground stories. The playground was an odd place.
Did your teachers ever make you like walk around the playground when you got in trouble?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, like, I vaguely remember that.
Like, if we got in trouble for talking too much during class, we wouldn't have like recess. We just have to walk around the playground.
Oh
no,
that's just abuse.
That's just torture.
Yeah.
That's abuse.
Yeah. No. Or,
like
and then when we got older, we'd have to walk around the basketball court.
So it just got progressively less and less fun.
Yeah.
That sucks.
No, it didn't happen too many times though, but it was because there were like a little black like surrounding thing. What do you call it? Like a black like rail, I guess, on the floor. That outlined
you
the
had a
playground.
Rail?
Not a rail. It was like plastic and it like...
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it went around the playground. You had to walk around it and it was really sad.
During recess, I used to catch blizzards and like centipedes and millipedes and roly polies.
Say that again?
You used to catch what?
Like lizards and like millipedes and like...
Millipedes?
Yeah.
No. Like, I'm curious.
Roly polies.
Say
roly polies?
I want to hear her say it again. Say it again.
During recess,
No.
Just
the last one.
Roly polies?
One more time.
Roly poly?
Okay.
What?
I don't know, it just sounded weird.
Roly polies.
Apparently, other people call them different things, but I don't know what it is. But they're ugly.
They're so cute! And they just like roll up in trouble.
Okay.
Don't we all?
I used to catch lizards, and I soon became afraid of them.
Afraid?
Afraid.
I mean, because they can bite you, and I don't like things that can bite you. But we used to catch them, like, by the tail. Okay, one time I was at my ex-friend's house. You'd catch them by the tail.
No!
And then they'd drop the tail.
No,
you'd
like, grab it close to, like, the, like,
Why
legs.
Would you grab the tail?
Because then you won't, like, accidentally suffocate it. I don't
know.
No,
just, like, grab the body.
No.
Just, like...
No, I would just grab the
like
tail.
Like a Chinese claw machine.
I used to like have like brown like paper bags and we'd put them all in.
What? That's like torture for animals.
I know.
You never like captured
That's
stuff and like put it in stuff to watch them?
Oh, you know what I loved? All of those like adventure toys that you would get, like the
bug vacuum.
The bug vacuum. And I used to have a bunch of those little like plastic containers to like capture like bugs in it and stuff. And just go to the park and just like get them.
I used to those the crabs. These, like tiny crabs.
Where would you find crabs?
At the beach?
Oh.
No, it's like this like
it's while driving, road.
What
I'm
are
so
you doing?
Sorry.
I had a hamster. I have a story. Oh my god. I had a hamster and I used to love the Zuzu pets. You know, remember those Zuzu pets?
I used to have the battle Zuzu pets. They had armor and you could like attach swords to them. And then they had like I had an arena, like a plastic arena, and you'd like
I had so like, much of like the houses and stuff that you would put sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. It's fine.
Put some more. Don't be shy.
Put some more.
Alex, stop.
Don't be shy. Do it more.
Stop. No. Okay. I got a hamster and I named it Zuzu. Okay. And this hamster was like a dwarf hamster and had like red eyes. So it was supposed to be like really, really evil.
Satan hamster?
No, a lot of hamsters and like rats and mice have red eyes. You're educated. You're welcome. Okay, so basically, it was only supposed to be like the meanest species or whatever, and plus it had red eyes. I don't know if that was true, but anyways,
Rob the big daddy.
Excuse me.
Poppy. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I kind of tortured it, but not on purpose. My brother was getting a hamster, and it's like his third hamster because they all kept dying in one day, but my hamster was like alive for like I think at least a year. And so we were unboxing his hamster, and we were sitting on the floor, and I had my hamster in my lap, and I was sitting like on my knees, so like I wasn't sitting on the floor, but like my butt was like on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, so my hamster was on my lap and we were unboxing his hamster, put it in its cage. And my hamster disappeared, and I sat down on the floor, and I sat on the hamster.
Oh my god!
I sat on my hamster, and it died.
Oh my
god! Wait, but it didn't stay dead though.
Okay,
so I started running around my house like, oh my god, I'm so stupid. Like I was crying. And my mom put it on the stairs on his back and started doing CPR. And it worked. Like, the hamster came back to life. And after that, I think it was a zombie because it was alive for a couple more weeks, but I think it was trying to commit suicide. because it had like a wheel. It had like a really big cage, and it can go up a wheel and into a spinning wheel. It can go up a tube and go into a spinning wheel. But its leg got stuck in one of the holes that would like clasp the wheel together.
Oh my god.
So it started running with one of the legs in the hole. So it ended up upside down in the air. So my dad like took a knife and like cut the like wheel open. That happened. And then she started like scratching herself a lot in her eye. And so her eye started popping out, and it started, you know, wait, I'm not done yet. And she also started scratching her ear, which also started, like, ripping off.
No, stop.
So basically, I told my dad to get rid of it because I didn't want her to keep, like, suffering, but I also didn't want to, like, have to, like, deal with it. So I told him to promise me, like, to never tell me what he did with the hamster. And to this day, I don't know what he did with the hamster. I asked him a while ago and he said no, I promise I wouldn't tell you, which scared me even more. So
what do you think you did with it?
I don't know, like
I'm sure just like,
did he just throw it away like in the garbage can outside, or did he like
release it like
I think you just put him outside and like go free.
No,
and like a hawk came and like and like snatched it.
Why would you put that image in my mind?
You put all those images in our mind. And the hair and the eye popping out.
This is only fair.
It's only fair. No, that happened. And it was really sad. But also, my brother's hamster has never lived past a week. Mine was alive for like over a year. I think a little bit over a year. Do you guys have any weird stories like that? Or like,
No.
Nothing top tier, so we said.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Alex.
I don't have anything like weird that happened in my childhood. Yeah.
Just normal childhood?
Yeah.
You're boring.
Wow. This whole podcast is just gonna be me talking about my hamster and that's it.
I actually don't think anything interesting really happened.
I mean, like, I can't remember. I mean, it was in Jamaica.
Oh yeah, were you born in Jamaica?
No.
Or you were born here and then you moved to Jamaica. Jamaica. Whoops. Jamaica. You moved to Jamaica and then you came back here. Crazy! Whoa, what happened in Jamaica?
One day I was in class and we're getting out early, and then so there's like a rack, right, where you hang up your backpacks, and then so one person didn't have their backpack hung up, and then so it was like on the ground, and my backpack was all the way like towards the end of the rack, right, and there was like a nail sticking out, And then so I tripped on that person's backpack and my head went towards the nail.
Oh my god. Did it go in the nail?
Don't finish your story. You tell like half the story.
I mean, it didn't go that deep. I mean, I have like...
Didn't go that deep?
I mean, I haven't been, but I don't know where it is.
Oh, you know those, I don't know if they had it at all the parks, but you know those things at the parks, like, obviously the people listening can't see what I'm doing, but like, you know that thing like where you like, you spin it with your arms, and it's like an exercise thing, and you like spin it like
no.
this?
I have no clue.
I have no clue.
Okay, well they have like your legs, and like, you can stand on it with your legs and arms, and you like spin it. Anyways, basically, we have it at my park next to my house, and I spun it like really hard, so it would just keep spinning, and I walked into it, and like the sharp edge like hit my head, and it came open.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
Just because I was injured?
Yeah.
Okay. What else happened?
Cole, what about your childhood?
Yeah.
Tell us, Cole. You need to stop.
Oh, do you guys remember having like yellow cards and red cards and green cards? Like the, for like if you were good or not, like you'd have like
yeah.
Yo,
in class.
No.
There you go. Thank you. Okay.
I got it.
So.
Yo, I had a substitute teacher who gave me a red card. Even though I wasn't even
it's
talking.
Invalid. It's a substitute.
I wasn't even
it
talking.
Doesn't matter. If you are a substitute, you have no right to give your kids
I got a red card.
Red cards.
I was a green student. Green. I never got a
exactly.
red card.
Exactly. We both
never
were green students.
My first one
was a sub.
Was in second grade.
It's
I
ridiculous.
Forget, but I hated her after. It was so
who
messed
was
up.
It?
I didn't even talk. I wasn't even talking. And
who
I got
was
a red
it?
Card. I don't even know.
And this was in second grade.
It was just second
2012.
Grade. Yeah, but like...
How do you know that on top of your head?
Because each grade corresponds to the year for
last.
Us.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because like, look, right now we're in 10th grade, and it's 2020.
Oh my god!
And
ninth grade
when
was
we were in 9th grade, it was
2019. Oh my god! That's actually so cool!
Yeah.
That's how I remember when songs came out. Like, if you play a song, I'm actually really good at remembering which year it came out, because it corresponded to the grade I was in when it came out.
Did
and,
you quiz you?
Okay. But yeah. And then after green, yellow, red cards, they came out with another one in my school that was like pink, light blue,
yeah.
green,
yeah.
like
yes.
orange.
That's what
and
they have now.
It was like outstanding.
So many.
That's so stupid.
It's so dumb. It's either you're good or you're bad. There's no
exactly.
in between.
There's like three in between the best
I know,
and the
and
worst.
It's dumb.
I don't know. You know, I was always a green card student, and one time I got a red card, and I thought my life was over. I was like, I'm not getting into college. I'm not going to have a life. My life is over. That's it. I can't move on
can't
from
live
this.
Anymore.
Now
yeah.
see.
My future is ruined.
Yeah.
Now
it was
see,
one time.
That was me, but like when I... Okay, so we had green...
Yellow,
orange, red. No, it was, yeah, there was orange.
Orange.
No,
I, went
I had orange. I had orange because it was called the parking lot.
What?
I have
what?
No idea
wait,
why.
What grade is this?
This was kindergarten.
Oh, that's his fish bread.
Yeah,
fish
exactly. It, there was the parking lot. And it was snack time, right? Okay. And
imagine having snack time.
I know. I don't remember why why they were there, but there were older kids from like, they seem like giants.
Oh, they've been eating books to us, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like, we were having snack time. They were like, they would have like older kids from like first or second grade come in like read the kindergartners' books.
Oh.
And so they had that with our class, and but like during snack time, I was like, I'm gonna show off because I'm cool, and I did one of those like I'm going down the stairs things.
Oh my
I
God.
Want you to know that he's actually doing it right now. Just,
yeah.
Just imagine him actually doing it.
Just like going down the stairs, and she's like, "Go move your," and I almost cried because. It was so sad because I was trying to be cool, and that's why I'm a loser now.
Aww.
Good story.
Thanks.
Dang, Sonny's not here, so we can't do the iconic clap of the episode.
What?
They have a thing where they clap every episode.
That
they
one time. Like,
one time
we,
every episode.
Me and Santi, we clap, like, and it's always, like, really perfect. It's, like, right into the mic.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn. Okay.
She's like, I could not care less.
Yeah. Oh my god. How about like, what are some weird awards that you got as a kid?
Most improved swimmer.
Never got that one.
How about you? Did you get anything weird?
I don't remember my childhood.
Oh, how do you got your
Oh, because it was the nail incident.
I have a really good. You know what bothers me? That parents, like, my parents did this, and I think it was, like, cool at the moment, but when you take your child at, like, the age of 2 or 3 to Disney, like, because they're not going to remember it. They're not going to remember it.
I know,
it.
But, like,
and
maybe.
The enjoyment is going to last for that, like, a little bit, but they're not going to remember it ever after
can
that.
Can I ride, like, any rides?
No.
Basically not.
No, you
can't.
No, like, I remember a lot from going to Disney when I was, like, a baby because I just have a really good memory. But I know that my brother does not. He doesn't remember anything. Like,
oh,
we used to go all the time. Like, I thought it was normal to be able to just to go to Disney whenever I wanted to. Like, we went that much. But, like, I don't remember most of the things that happened. I feel like a good age is, like, 7, 8. But why would you take your kid when they're not going to remember
that's
it?
That's when I was, like, 7.
That makes sense. Yeah. And then I
because, like, you're old enough to understand and appreciate it.
And
go
on the ride.
Actually go on the ride.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, like, do stuff.
Yeah. And I know I had my first birthday there because we had, like, a cake and it was, like, Mickey. It was chocolate. I don't like chocolate anymore, but by the way.
Wait, can we talk about, like, today's kids?
Today's... Okay, first
they
of all...
They get phones so early.
They get phones so early.
I know.
I will... My dad, like, every time we go to a restaurant, there's always, like... This style of parenting just... peeves me so much.
On an iPad. There,
yes, always. And it bothers me to no end. Teach them to have conversation.
Yeah.
They're always on an iPad.
Like,
there's
I don't
nothing.
My kids right now. I'm gonna just give them the iPad.
Right. Like,
no,
my kid
is gonna read, first of all. My kid is gonna read.
Period.
Well, I pay for that kid.
What?
You'll pay for
what?
That kid.
No, my kid is gonna read.
I thought you,
like,
said pay.
Yeah, me too.
You're
gonna
buy her child on the black market?
Yeah, I'll see if it's
okay, no.
Okay.
Is gonna go outside and they're gonna read. And that is gonna be my child because they're not gonna grow up in, like, that, like, phone thing. I feel like, I don't know if it's true, but I feel like, I don't know if it is true, but I feel like we're, like, the last ones that grew up outside. Did you guys grow up outside or no?
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
I always played outside.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, my neighbors would, like, knock on my door, like, hey,
you
wanna
come
outside? You wanna come
play?
No, and I was, like, the youngest one out of, like, my whole neighborhood, so everyone thought I was, like, so cute to play with me or whatever. But then they all got old and moved.
Yeah.
My friends used to steal my Legos.
Oh. Legos.
Lol.
I still have all of my Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a loser.
What a loser. No, I had Legos for a little bit. And you know what sucks? Legoland.
I've never been there.
I thought Legoland was kind of cool I was young.
That I liked about Legoland was the go-karts.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I liked.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That was kind of cool. I remember doing that.
It was really not.
I got a big Lego set when we went, and it was kind of it. And then we left.
Loser!
I enjoyed Legos. I did. I still do. I love my Legos.
That's fine. As long as you enjoy it, I guess it never gets old.
Right. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, whatever.
Guys, it's Valentine's Day.
No, tomorrow is.
Well, it's coming.
I know.
It's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, something happened.
Yeah, it did.
Oh.
It's Valentine's Day. Woo! You know,
Valentine's.
No, you know what?
Me too.
I
see YouTube. It's just YouTube, like.
Guys, let's petition. Let's get Alex a Valentine and let's get
Gabby
a Valentine.
A lot of people don't like Valentine's Day because, like, I guess
it's a love and
they love me as hell. I've always liked Valentine's Day. Like, I think it's really cute, and I, like, never had a Valentine's until, like, right now. But, like, anyways.
don't need to plan somebody.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's, like, a really cute concept, and also I know it's all, like, for stores to get money and stuff like that. But I think it's a cute idea. Like, you don't have to have a Valentine's to enjoy it. You can just have, like, fun with your friends and stuff. And everyone has always hated it. And everyone's been so dramatic over, oh my god, like, I hate Valentine's Day. I think it's so cute. I love Valentine's Day. I have all my Valentine's Day cards from, like, kindergarten and preschool. Still.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember we made, this was the most iconic thing. In my second grade class, my mom and I were like, hey, let's just go all out for Valentine's Day. And so we found this, like, idea on Pinterest, and we got a bunch of Twinkies. and made them into minions.
I don't think I've ever had a drinky.
Like, minions. Like, we took, like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it was so cute.
Well, I didn't know you back then, so, like, I don't... Yeah. I don't...
You didn't get my Twinkies.
Damn.
Yeah. You weren't one in a minion.
I was
eating. Oh my god. That was so...
I won Valentine's Day.
When did
that
you
year.
Guys stop getting like the class like cards?
Fourth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade.
We did it in fourth grade.
No, we didn't. You stopped in fifth grade. Fifth grade.
We still did it in fifth grade?
We did? No, we stopped.
We stopped in fifth grade. So fourth grade was the last year.
We did it every single year.
Until
eighth grade.
Yeah.
Every single
year.
Wow.
How small was your class?
Oh,
like,
wow.
How small was your class? Did you have, like, different classes?
Yeah. We, like just do it with our main class. Like, our homeroom class. And we did it all the way through eighth grade. And I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And she got
guys.
Really mad at me.
We have a
another
surprise.
Person.
Everybody, say hi to Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Oh, how's it going?
Gucci.
It's going great.
It's fantastic. Come on, join the circle.
Come on, join the circle,
join,
bud.
No, form a circle. Form,
so
form
included.
A circle. No?
Hi, Lucas. Where were you?
I was doing homework and being a very responsible boy.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Could not be us.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about like Valentine's Day and stuff like that, but
what's your opinion on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'm very lonely, so I
can't. Oh, lonely squad.
All right, so we found the Valentine's. Alex and Lucas are now Valentine's. That's problem solved.
Problem has been solved.
Oh, I'm still lonely.
Gabby's still lonely. So, people,
do
your job. Yeah, just sucks for you.
Gabby likes long walks on the beach, and she enjoys casually playing soccer. We did that. We were on a soccer team, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
Even though we lost like every game.
We won three games.
Wow, three games.
I know.
Like 15.
Yeah.
We got five.
Oh yeah, talk about your basketball careers. Go ahead.
Oh,
I mean
basketball.
Feature NBA stars.
150 points in the season. It was very successful. I improved a lot since my freshman year. How about you, Alex?
Yeah, I did nothing. I did nothing. I'm on the bench.
You cheered us on?
Yeah. 100% 3-point shooter.
Well, yeah, you never
one
missed.
For one.
One
for
one.
For one.
One
for
one.
One for one. Never missed.
One for one at the line.
Period.
And
how long have you been playing
too.
Basketball? Oh.
Since like... When did you start? I don't even know when I started. Like 7th grade?
His shot improved so much.
Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah,
was
I remember him shooting
trash.
One time in 8th grade and it went over the back.
Well, that was not me. That was Dylan.
Cool.
That was Dylan.
Could have been both.
That was not me. I know for a fact I never did that.
I played basketball once.
I know for a fact.
Twice.
I loved basketball in 3rd grade.
I like basketball.
I used to always play during recess.
I feel like basketball is easier than soccer.
Hey,
do
whoa.
You,
no,
I
cannot play basketball.
No, because...
Well, that's because it's you, Cole.
Well, that's... Basketball
yeah.
has to be easier than soccer. One, because the court is way smaller and you don't have to exert as much energy in soccer, right? Do you think so or no?
You're always running back and
forth.
I know, but
I feel like
soccer, you're running back and forth like
a
every,
lot.
Oh my
but
God.
You're running back and forth, but more distance.
Yeah.
And
like,
faster.
You
well,
played,
not
and
like
fast.
The same
played
time.
Both, so
I played,
what do you think?
I
feel like I can preserve my stamina much more if I'm just like running like in one direction constantly.
Oh yeah,
because you don't have to change directions as much
yeah.
as soccer. But in basketball, you have to do that as well. By the time I go like my fifth time going back and forth, it's just like.
That's
so,
like
so,
the
yeah.
feeling of soccer.
17?
No,
oh,
but exactly.
Yeah.
What did you? What position do you play soccer?
Soccer, I played midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of running back and forth.
Like every like changes so much because like the other team gets the ball and they come and then like
it could just because our team sucked. No,
Lucas,
but
did you have a screwed up childhood?
Oh,
did I have a screwed up childhood?
Oh,
oh,
I don't
see
this one. This one.
You know, sometimes you just get hit too many times.
The chocolate, the chocolate.
You don't speak up to your mama.
That,
you never speak up to your mama.
Oh, I know that too well. Oh no. Give me a story. Give me a fun story.
One story.
You never gave a story yet, Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your story?
Yeah, I did.
No, you did not.
Okay.
Did you ever eat Play-Doh? Did you ever eat Play-Doh?
No, that's disgusting.
No.
You've never tried Play-Doh.
No.
Everyone tried Play-Doh.
No,
at
one
point.
If you read the labels, you wouldn't try it.
Exactly.
Fun to play with, not to eat.
Fun to eat, not to play with.
Did you have like that Play-Doh set where you had to like make food?
Food, yes. Okay. No, I did not think it was actually
food.
What's
the point of that? Play-Doh makes it into food and then tell you not to eat it.
No, I didn't eat like the Play-Doh as in food. I just like tried it like in natural form of Play-Doh.
Okay, that's special to you.
No, my best friend did it too.
Oh, okay. I do have a story. I do remember. Okay. So I am afraid of closets.
Okay.
I have a deep fear. What?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. So when I was a child living in South Carolina, I had an older friend. His name was Tyler. And Tyler. And so Tyler and I were playing hide and seek in his house because like there was like a function going on downstairs, like all the parents in the neighborhood. And so we were like, okay, let's just go screw around. And so we were playing hide and seek, and I was looking for him, and he was. What are you doing?
Just keep talking.
Okay.
Don't mind.
And he was hiding in the closet. And so I went and I found him, and he like put a pillowcase, jumped out of the closet, put a pillowcase over my head.
Oh my god.
And then
handcuffed
me. No, he handcuffed me and
threw me
in the closet.
Did you just ask if he killed you? He's alive.
And he threw me in the closet and I cried. And that's why I'm afraid of closets.
I was one of those kids that cried a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You.
Like every single little thing, I would cry. Yeah, I was a crybaby back then.
Crybaby.
Yeah.
I remember crybaby.
Not you.
I cried a lot
Cole's
in fourth grade specifically.
Why?
Because I. Every time that I wouldn't understand a math problem in fourth grade, I'd cry. Every single time. Every single time.
Your parents are like, what's for?
No,
a
not
seven?
At home. Not at home. Only in school. Like, it was only fourth grade. It was no other grade. It was not before that or after that. It was just fourth grade. I would cry every single time. Oh, my God. I went to a Catholic preschool, and it had, like, a little church thingy connected to it. And I'm Christian now, so I don't remember anything. But, like, you know, like, the holy water thingies that are in churches that,
yeah.
Like, I don't know the name because I don't, like...
That are, like, by the doors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know what it was, like, the whole time that I was at preschool.
Please tell me
so,
you didn't drink it.
I did.
For the thirsty.
What?
I would, like, put my finger in it and just, like...
You would lick your finger?
Oh, my God!
What?
What?
Why do you do the opposite of what you're told? You sit on your hamster, you eat your Play-Doh, and you drink the holy water.
What if one of the clergy just saw
you? Okay, what plate? Makes it holy water?
When you
it's
boil
blessed.
The hell out of it.
You bless it.
I was going to make the joke later, but...
God.
Okay.
Wait, what actually, like, whatever. Okay.
The priest blesses it.
Is that actually what it is?
I think
yeah.
So.
That's
oh.
Basically...
There's like the...
Do they just
oh,
put Dasani?
Wait, story. I have a story. I was at a sleepover at my friend's house.
Wow. Cool.
So impressive.
And
ow.
So they have a little brother, right? And he had this like Teletubby and it was broken and it had like one of the voice boxes in it. And so it like talked to you when you squeezed it. And then like he would like, we were just chilling and like he would squeeze it like outside of our room and it would just like start making like these horrifying noises. And so we took a spray bottle. Okay, it's just funny.
Just go.
Okay, and
they're not gonna have any idea what just happened.
We took a spray bottle and filled it with water, and like we found holy prayers and blessed the holy water, and like sprayed the child with the holy water. That's
ASMR.
ASMR. No. Ew.
I didn't need headphones for that. I just heard that from here.
Exactly. And headphones is gonna be so trash.
That's disgusting. Anyways. Oh, what else happened in our childhood?
Nothing. We're all boring.
Do I sound boring to you?
What's the story you have? What's the story you have?
Okay, yeah, Lucas, go.
Okay. There was this one time I was playing basketball. Like, I would always hang around the bigger kids. And one time, this one person set me up with a fight with another dude. Who was like my age and my height, and I got absolutely whooped. Like they were forcing us to fight, and we didn't want to fight.
Wait, you like fought like
fists?
Oh,
yeah. And
oh my god.
Yeah, and then the moment he like the moment he like punched me, I just cried and I went back to the person who forced me to fight.
What the?
Yo, so they made you fight.
Yeah.
So they made you fight.
That's horrible.
I have no idea why they wanted to make us fight.
Was this like a neighborhood thing?
Yeah, it was a neighborhood thing.
What the?
Happened right in front of my house. Too.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Were you all just like competing
just
for dominance?
We were just playing basketball on like our neighbor's hoop.
Yo, fight. Fight.
That's weird.
Fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
My school never had like fights ever.
Did middle school?
Yeah. Like, well, my school was K through 8th. Well, it was preschool through 8th, but I went there in kindergarten. And we never had fights. We never had, like...
I think we did have fights, but...
School would just eat grass all the time. It was pretty weird.
They would eat grass?
Yeah, they would eat grass. They would just pull out grass from the ground,
you know,
and they would try to put it in their mouth.
Yo, no, in my kindergarten class, people would eat paper. It's just like chicken.
I've eaten paper.
Yeah,
they say
multiple
it's
times.
Like
chicken.
You guys ever tried to eat tinfoil?
No.
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 And don't be the first to try it.
I already have.
Oh my god.
What does it taste like?
It just hurts.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You can taste it.
I mean, Wumpa had a taste, and we just never knew.
Wumpa
actually supposed to eat it.
That's it?
Wait, what do you
no.
have, like an outro?
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank
outro?
You so much for listening.
This
go
is
follow.
The outro to Long Hair Pretty Nail Show.
Where did you get the Long Hair Pretty Nail Show from?
It's on YouTube. Watch your channel.
Oh, so that's copyright? Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. Go follow us on Instagram to see all of our updates and follow us to see our stories. We'll tell you when we have a new podcast. We come out with them on Fridays. And
Tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
So you're hearing this about
chocolate
and flowers. Go get someone flowers. Go give someone
help
a
Gabby
hug.
Help Gabby real quick. Wait, I got Lucas.
Gabby, find the
Lucas.
Valentine's Day.
Thanks, homie.
Thank you guys so much
for
listening.
My phone number is.
Bye.
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 Watch him do it. Lucas, sing it.
Lucas, do it.
My hips don't lie.
It sounds kind of like.
Exactly.